Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're pleased to be joined by Minnesota State Trooper Troy Christensen and Sergeant Christensen. Good enough to join us here at the fair. And pleasure to meet you. Thanks for taking the time out on a great day at the fair. This is my kind of weather.
It's unusual to be this cool. You actually need a jacket today.
Yeah, I'm glad I found a clean one in the closet to throw on. I haven't needed one in a long time, so I'm glad I was able to find a clean one. But thanks for coming out today. And we want to talk rules of the road, and really a big one, a new law that I think has thrown some motorists for a loop, and that is that new lane-sharing law involving motor vehicles and motorcycles. And In your experience, what are we seeing on the roads? What does the law say specifically?
So in Minnesota, we're the only sixth state to have this law, but it's only lane splitting is when traffic is moving, but it's only in 25-mile-an-hour zones or less, and you cannot exceed 15 miles an hour over what traffic is moving. The lane filtering is when you're in the traffic stopped, and that's when the motorcycles are able to move forward and go to the front of the line of the vehicles. It's just supposed to speed up traffic and help traffic flow. But there's certain areas you cannot lane split. It's in roundabouts. You can't be moving around vehicles or school zones, work zones, or on-ramps, off-ramps. So this law is definitely different. It's real hard to be sharing your lane with another motorcycle when you're stopped in traffic. So I haven't seen a lot of it, but I've seen it a couple times in my personal vehicle, and it's just really different to have a motorcycle right next to you. And it's real important when you're making your turns to make sure you're staying in your lane so you're not going to end up clipping a motorcycle as you're making your left or right turn.
I know a number of years ago I went out to L.A. My youngest daughter was visiting schools, and we were visiting a couple of colleges in the L.A. area. But I read up about the notorious L.A. freeways and traffic, and motorcycles can lane split, and there's a lot of stop and go. And it took a while to get used to it. It was kind of like, whoa, they can do that? So it's happened to me here. But what have we seen so far? Are people getting used to it? Are they abiding by it? Are they doing it correctly?
We haven't really seen a lot of it so far. So a lot of the motorcycles probably aren't comfortable doing it yet. So we need to make sure we keep educating people. We have seen some of the lanes splitting at highway speeds, and you cannot lane split at highway speeds. So if you're going 70 miles an hour, you can't be splitting through vehicles.
You're going to get a ticket.
You're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Usually a speeding ticket, and then also improper lane usage ticket as well.
Yeah, so it is one of those that is a work in progress. I know I was stopped at a light, and there was a vehicle next to me, and a motorcycle came up between us at the light, came to the front of the line, and then proceeded through the light when it turned green, and that is 100% lawful for them to do that.
Correct. Yeah. So it's going to be good for the motorcycles just to keep them safer so they're not stuck in traffic, but it's just going to take a while. In Minnesota, we only see them 4 or 5 months of the year.
Yeah.
And we've already had 37 motorcycle fatals this year, so we're already up from last year at this time. So we just need to make sure we educate people, and the riding season's just going to start to pick up as the weather cools down, so we want to make sure we keep everybody safe on the roadway.
Yeah, and that is such an important point, you know, the visibility. It is hard to see. I lost a brother many years ago in northeast Minneapolis because someone didn't see him on his motorcycle, and he got hit, didn't survive the wreck. And it's just one of those where, you know, during this season when motorcycles are out and about, you've got to look twice. You got to look three times when you're making a lane change or making a turn to make sure a motorcycle isn't there.
Right. That just goes back to a lot of people are distracted while they're driving. We have too many distractions in the vehicles. So we just need to eliminate the distractions while we're driving and focus on driving and paying attention to what's going on around you.
Yeah, and, you know, you bring up a great point. Motor vehicles have never been safer with all the onboard equipment, the technology, the airbags, the seat belts, some of the warning systems that are built into vehicles if you drift from your lane. But if you're holding a phone or looking at your phone or looking at a display or eating or shaving or putting on makeup, you're not paying attention to the road.
Right, exactly. So we just need to eliminate the distractions. Minnesota, we've been a hands-free law for several years now. And last year, we've written over 20,000 tickets for just the hands-free violation. So we're taking it seriously. We want to make sure people are aware of the dangers of it. It's just a bad habit. So people just need to get out of the habit of having the phone in the hand and put it down.
State Trooper Sergeant Troy Christensen joining us here at the Farah News Talk, 830 WCCO. Back to that. And that distracted driving and people using their phones. I still see it, you know, in people using their phones. Is it just a never-ending education, write tickets, continue to educate? It is illegal. Kind of like seatbelts were once upon a time. It seems to me seatbelt compliance is pretty good now.
We're at about a 96% compliance for seatbelts, so we're great, but it's still that 4% that are being involved in fatal crashes. But a lot of the times we have other factors. We'll have alcohol or impairment with not being belted properly. So we need to continue that trend of seatbelt usage, but we need to also kind of switch it over to distracted driving as well. And the hands-free law, the first violation is a $175 fine. And then the second violation is a $365 fine, but it's also a moving violation. So it is going to affect your insurance, just like a speeding ticket. So you're going to get hit not only from the fine, but also from your insurance company as well.
Yeah, and with technology and smartphones and the technology built into motor vehicles, there's really no excuse to not be able to comply with the hands-free law and still be able to take a call if someone needs to get in touch with you. It's all generally built into every vehicle now.
Yeah, it's important just to take a few minutes and get your phone set up. My kid is at that age. He's 20. So, of course, he's always listening to his podcast or whatever.
Right.
And he's good. He sets his phone up, throws it in the glove box, and off he goes. And you still can use the one-touch activation or Bluetooth, and you still can use your phone. It's just important to not have it in your hand and focus on driving.
One of the things we visited with Mike Hansen over the years, and he's the director of the Office of Traffic Safety with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, and that is the excessive speed we're seeing on our roads. And that's really all over the state. I drive mostly in the metro every now and then. We'll go visit family in South Dakota and head down to Mankato and take 60 out to Worthington and pick up the interstate. But here in the cities, there are some people that are driving insanely fast.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just heard two driving complaints when I was on my way from Rochester to the State Fair today, and both of them were excessive speeds, two vehicles racing over 100 miles an hour.
Oh.
And so it's just tough for us to be able to get people in position to get these vehicles stopped. But we know speed's an issue, and that's why we're going to keep these extra speed waves going on to make sure we keep enforcing it to keep the roadways safe for everybody else on the roadways as well.
And what do you think the cause of that is? Why are we seeing more and more excessive speed? And I'm not talking 5 or 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, but people driving really fast and weaving in and out, really dangerous stuff.
I think during COVID, you know, we had lower traffic volumes, so with the lower traffic volumes, people felt safer to drive a faster speed. But a lot of it also now is street racing. It's all over the United States, and it's just people are amped up with they're not getting caught and not being enforced enough, and that's why it's important that we have these extra speed waves so we're out there actively stopping cars for these high speeds.
Yeah, and I think motorists have a responsibility. If they see someone driving with excessive speed or erratically, it is helpful to call that in. It is helpful if the public does get involved in that case when they see someone who's clearly endangering others.
Yeah, it's important. If you see somebody driving excessively or dangerously, call 911. Give us a description of the vehicle, location, direction of travel, license plate, and then we'll try and get somebody in position. Or if we have our helicopter up, we'll try and locate it with that as well.
Those tips help. I mean, those chronic speeders and crazy drivers, I mean, something needs to be done, and the public has a role in that.
Right. We want to keep the roadways safe for everybody, and yep. If you do see some aggressive driving or high speeds, call it in, and we will we'll try and get the vehicle, get people in position, and take enforcement action.
One of the other items that I think, with the legalization of cannabis here in the state of Minnesota, has probably created challenges for law enforcement, whether it's state troopers, local law enforcement, and impaired driving. And that has been a big topic, you know, the old DWI, but there are other forms of impaired driving. It could be prescription drugs, illegal drugs, cannabis, you name it. That has got to be an added challenge for law enforcement.
Yeah, we're seeing, you know, different types of impairment on the roadway now. With cannabis, it's a little harder just because you don't smell it like the odor of alcohol, but impairment's still impairment. So if people are impaired, we're still able to determine if they're impaired on some type of substance. We just have to determine what it is. And that's when we have our drug recognition experts come out, and we'll be able to determine what type of drug they're on, and then it just goes through the DWI process.
Yeah, and I also think that, and we've heard this, that there are enhanced enforcement. You know, certain days, certain times of the year when impaired driving is a bigger problem. Is that true, or is it an issue 24/7?
It's always an issue, but we always focus on the weekends, Friday, yep. Saturday, and Sundays. And then this upcoming Labor Day weekend is a big holiday weekend. It's kind of the last weekend for summer before school starts, so we'll have extra enforcement on the roadways, just trying to keep it safe for everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us is Sergeant Troy Christensen from the Minnesota State Patrol, good enough to join us out here at the fair. And impaired driving is serious. You talked about some of the penalties for distracted driving or, you know, using their phone while they're driving, which is illegal here in the state of Minnesota. Once again, the expense associated with impaired driving is really off the charts. There's the fine, there's the impact to insurance, but it goes far beyond that.
Yeah, there's a lot of fines with the DWI. It's going to cost over $10,000 just for a simple DWI.
First one,
but then it goes down after that. But the bigger picture is if you're involved in a crash and you're impaired, then you're going to face felony charges, criminal vehicle operation charges, and that's going to be more significant. And worse yet, if you're involved in a fatal crash and you're impaired and somebody's killed, then you're going to have felony charges on you, and more than likely you're going to be going to prison for a while.
Yeah, and we do see the chronic offenders, driving privileges can be revoked. There's stories in the news, as you mentioned, about people, you know, spending time in prison for it. So there are certainly consequences. But I also think it just goes back to making that decision. If you've been out or if you've been at someone's house watching a football game and you're not prepared to drive, ride share, get a ride, stay put, There are a lot of other options.
There's a lot of options, and it's just important to plan ahead. If you're going to know you're going to go into a party, just plan ahead. Have somebody pick you up, take advantage of rideshares, cabs, anything, just to, so you're not behind the wheel, so you stay safe and everybody else on the roadway is safe as well.
I would say, you know, one of the biggest challenges as a state trooper, and I think this is true for anyone in law enforcement, when you do come upon the scene of an accident, especially something that, you know, was preventable, that, you know, it involved impaired driving and someone was seriously injured or killed, that's got to be a very difficult part of the job.
That's the hardest part, is when you're in any type of fatal crash that you investigate, you know it's changing people's lives forever, and you have to figure out why and how the crash happened, and then trying to explain it to the family that lost their loved one, and make sure you keep the person that's at fault accountable for the actions that he committed.
And I want to circle back around before we run out of time, but motorists do have a role in this, and they can help law enforcement. If you see a reckless driver, someone driving with excessive speed, weaving in and out of traffic, people do have the ability, even if you have to pull off to the side of the road or get off the road, to call in the information. That does assist. It helps.
It helps us a lot, and we encourage people to do that, because we can't be everywhere, but we can try and get into position to stop these drivers, not only to keep the person that's behind the wheel safe, but everybody else on the roadway as well.
Well, it's certainly good to meet you. Thanks for coming out to the fair today. Great to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks. And if you're around on Monday, it's State Patrol Day, so we'll be in the northwest corner. So we'll have a bunch of troopers up there. We'll have a different we'll have our crash reconstruction team up there. We'll have our special response team, our recruiting team, and we'll have dispatchers up there. We'll have a lot of people in the northwest section, so it's by the hangar bar.
Oh, okay. So as you enter the fairgrounds from the transit hub up in that part of the fairgrounds?
Yeah. Yes, that's where it's at.
All right. So that is Monday?
Monday.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Much appreciated. Once again, Sergeant Troy Christensen, Minnesota State Trooper, joining us here at the Minnesota State Fair. Rules of the road. Once again, impaired driving, distracted driving, we all share the road. So please be careful out there. Follow the speed limit. Once again, on the way to the fairgrounds today, there were a couple of characters. It's like, where are you going? If you're headed to the fair, you'll get there. Slow down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.